Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana Dirt.
Time for Dana Dirt, brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let them manage your damage. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana with the dirt.
Well, the MTV Video Music Awards nominees were announced yesterday. And I guess it's still exciting to get one, even though I was complaining earlier this week because MTV just really doesn't show enough videos.
They don't.
No.
So to have an award show for videos is kind of dumb.
It's the TV Video Music Awards. Okay. No M in it. No. So Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga, they lead the way. They have 9. Billie Eilish and The Weeknd, they both got 6 nominations. It's going to be a good night.
Yeah, I thought Billie Eilish would have been everywhere on it. I thought she would have been the leader of all categories for all things.
She is my girl.
I really did.
Really? Yeah, is there like a particular video of hers that you love?
No, I haven't seen a music video in about 19 years.
It's the Video Music Awards.
But it's a popularity contest too, since you get to vote.
Well, now that you mention that, yes, voting is open now.
Well, look at that.
Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres sent an emotional apology to her staff after the investigation was launched into all the toxicity in the workplace that's been alleged. She says that, obviously, what's she going to say? Like, you know, no, that's exactly how
I want it.
Yeah, so I know that I think one guy who's pretty high up is gone or on his way out, and they're looking at making staffing changes and changing the culture of the show.
When I picture what it would be like to work there, I just picture like a ginormous playground. I really do. So when all this came out, I was like, what? How can that be possible? She must not know anything about this because I can't see her allowing that.
See, I don't see it being a playground. I remember a quote that I read from Faith Hill years ago, sweet Faith Hill. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about her staff working for her. And it was an article with a lot of different celebrities. And a lot of them were just like that. We have a good time. And she's like, no, this isn't a playground.
No.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Like, we have work to do.
Right.
You know, like, you got work to do.
I guess this is the way you envision it, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nicki Minaj opened up about the downside of being pregnant. So she's out there now. The story was leaked before she announced it herself, but she's gone ahead and, okay, I'm going to talk about it. Just embrace the fact that it's already out there. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I did not know that morning sickness could be an all-day thing.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't either.
Yes.
I didn't know. They're like, because my wife never had it all day. That's an all-day thing?
For her.
Oh, boy.
She must have ate something. I don't know.
Oh, that poor thing.
Yeah.
No. Not a great feeling to have.
It's not going
to
last longer than 9 months, pretty much, no matter what.
Yeah, but there's the question of, will I have another? Heck no, not if I have 24-hour morning sickness, you know?
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Well, of course, when the weekend gets here, we're going to be dealing with some sort of major storm, but let's find out actually how major it is, because it looks like we might actually get lucky. Is that right, Jonathan Kagas, meteorologist from News 6?
I think so, especially inland.
So what kind of winds are we talking about? What type of rain, and exactly when should we expect to see that here in Central Florida?
Yeah, so as we get into basically Saturday night, you might start seeing it a little breezy. You might start to have a few showers come in on the coast. And then really Sunday, this gets a little closer to us. That's when we'll have the center, the eye, passing pretty close out to sea. But the deal with this storm is all the bad weather is on the eastern side. So it's not that compact disc-looking hurricane. So gusts inland, probably only at about 20 to 35 miles an hour. even less than what you would be inside a routine thunderstorm.
Awesome. It's Jonathan Kagas, meteorologist over at News 6. Thank you so much for the update. We appreciate it.
You got it. Anytime, guys.
Finally, a little bit of good news in 2020. Looks like we might actually have an okay weekend. A little rainy, but fun. It's like typical summer here in Central Florida, you know?
Wow, it's like you're daring 2020.
No, please, don't make any turn. Of course, we will always keep you updated here at Mix 105.1 with all the latest you need to know on it, but we'll take it for now.
Some yeah, I know it looks good.
Absolutely.
And now, the Morning Mix presents Kid Smarts!
We meet our kid today.
Hello, my name is Nicholas, and I'm from Longwood. I am 6 years old, and in kindergarten, I like to ride my bike, play baseball, and go swimming.
Time to play Kid Smarts with Jennifer right here in Orlando. Good morning, Jennifer. Welcome to Kid Smarts. I asked Nicholas, he's 6 years old, what do bees make that you can actually eat? Will he know that?
Of course.
What's the answer, buddy?
Honey.
Yes, it is. Next question, the ancient pyramids. Where are they located? Where can we find the pyramids? Think he's got
it? Might not know that.
Might not know.
I don't know.
What's the answer?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Nicholas?
No, I don't know that one. I never learned that.
It's in Egypt.
Cute.
All right, final question for him. Ladybugs have what color spots?
He knows that.
What's the answer?
That's easy. It's black.
There you go. Nice job. Hey, for you, you got a family 4-pack of tickets to Crayola Experience Orlando. Thank you so much for playing our game.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix. Let's go!
Day mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Are you good at keeping a secret? I am, sort of, I guess. If you tell me something, like, you cannot tell anybody, I'm going to tell my wife.
Okay, that's fine.
It happened to me yesterday. I had a friend call up and he goes, I'm going to tell you something about one of our friends, but you can't tell anybody. And I go, well, then don't tell me because I'll probably end up telling Stacy. And he goes, okay, but just her. Like, wow, you just really completely flipped.
Because I have to tell someone.
Can you keep a good secret? I mean, you're allowed to tell your spouse, right?
I can keep a secret. So I used to, my mom was my person, and she lived in Panama City. So I would call her about work things. I'm like, don't tell anyone. She's like, I don't know these people.
Who am I going to tell?
Right, yes. People I have lunch with, they don't care.
On but your Facebook, is that the one you're talking about?
I knew I could trust. I had to have someone to tell. If I have to tell it, and I'm really good at keeping people's secrets, I am. But if I need to talk things through with someone about it, like I need to talk to this other person, give them advice or something, it's always someone who lives in Timbuktu.
Okay. So you're going outside the bubble.
Yeah.
That way they don't know any names, can't put two and two together.
Yeah.
That's smart. That's something. Yeah, I guess I could do that with family outside unless it happens to be about family. But yeah, no, I'm going to tell my wife. And she does. She'll do the same thing with me. You cannot tell anybody. I promised. But guess what? And I'm like, oh, you know, if a sentence starts with that, it's about to be a good one, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right. So let me ask you this. Okay. Maybe you're holding on to a secret right now and you just want to get it off your chest because you're not allowed to tell anybody.
Why not broadcast it?
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't know who you are. You don't use a name. It just feels good to say it. Or has this happened to you where you know, somebody promised they wouldn't say anything and next thing you know, it got out, you know? It's like you said that you wouldn't, but I just told my wife, but you said you wouldn't. You promised me. What's your secret and what happened?
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Well, I'm not the best person at keeping a secret. This will prove why right here. Said if you got a secret, you just want to get it off your chest and remain anonymous, go ahead. So that's exactly what you're doing. What's your secret, no name?
The secret is being with my boyfriend for almost 4 years, but relationship is and I'm with somebody right now, and he's been with his girlfriend for 4.5 years as well, and we're kind of doing our own thing secretly on the side.
Wow. I'm kind of speechless.
I know. So
it's a big secret there for you, right?
Have you ever come close to getting caught?
So crazy thing is me and significant other that I'm with, that's not my boyfriend, we would stay out drinking and it'd be like 6-7 in the morning and we're like, man, we have nowhere to go. We've gotten a hotel before, stay at the JW Marriott, and then the other time we're like, man, we can't do that anymore. It's like $300. So I was like, why don't you come back to my house and my apartment where I live with my boyfriend, because I usually bring back friends. We all hang out. We have a party.
So he's just thinking that maybe he's just one of your friends, but what he doesn't know is that, no, you guys are hooking up.
Exactly.
In the house?
In the house.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like you want to get caught.
I'm saying. So,
oh,
are you
making me nervous?
Are you guys going to spill the beans anytime soon? I mean, it sounds like you're much happier with this new person.
Hopefully you guys don't. That's what he just said.
All right. Well, good luck to you guys. Let us know what happens, okay?
We'll do. We'll probably call you again soon and be like, damn, we got caught.
Yeah. Bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
How picky are you when it comes to dating? Are you still out there just trying to find that perfect unicorn, that Mr. Right, that Mrs. Perfect, or have you just learned to settle?
A perfect unicorn?
Yeah, you know, just that perfect rainbow. Who is that perfect person? And you know they're out there, but you're not going to give up just yet. I have a friend. His wife is a professor at Rollins College. His grammar is...
Is she about to be available? News to you, buddy.
His grammar is atrocious. And back in the day, she used to correct him on absolutely everything. And now she just moves past it. She's like, I give up.
Good.
I just look past it with you. I guess I love you for every other reason, but you're never going to change. And she's a professor.
Mm.
I know, right?
How does that not like get under your skin a little bit?
I'm sure for the first, they've been together for 20 years,
yeah.
You know, but I'm sure that at some point it's just like, forget it. I give up.
Can't bring him around the students. Like what? He gets a pass?
Right. He's never going to fill in for her. So is there something that you can look past? Like, man, you're great for everything, but golly, those dirty fingernails. I guess I can get past. I don't know.
I got over that the other day. I actually gave my boyfriend a manicure.
So you fixed it.
You didn't get over it.
No, you didn't.
I fixed the issue.
You found a workaround is what you did. Are you continuing to be really, really picky, or what is it about your mate that you finally just caved and gave into?
Mix 105.1.
When it comes to dating and finally getting married, did you just finally look past something and just learn to live with it? Or are you still looking for that perfect unicorn, that perfect person? Lauren?
Yes, I am.
So you won't just kind of overlook something. You're either going to try and correct it, or you're just going to wait for Mr. Right.
I'm going to try to wait for Mr. Right.
We'll talk to you in 6 years. No, I'm just kidding.
You guys are horrible.
No, she said it. She's horrible. But I'll overlook it. So have a good morning, Lauren.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.